this thing. And then he said, now what's Lear going to say when he gets this? I know what he's going to do. He's going to phone me and say bananas, and then I will tell him, well, I've seen General Dextras, and it is not Al Sullivan that's talking, it's your boss. It's General Dextras that says you've got to sign this thing.
That's exactly right. Well, I did sign it at the end, and of course it's a very generous thing, as you can. I've also got I was classed when I was medically examined by the Veterans Affairs. They said, oh yes, you've got a nervous column.
C-O-L-O-N?
Yes, C-O-L, you know, you've got nervous guts.
Yeah.
Furthermore, your history shows all this dysentery and hookworm. Hookworm's by the English term, which is an internal parasite. Right, and I end up with a 7% pension for a nervous column.
Oh, good.
It's a tough life. So let no man say that those who did their time and were unfortunate to get caught by the Japanese haven't had their compensation. I get pretty mad when I use paper.
Well, I read a lot that the Hong Kong veterans are not properly looked after. You say they are.
Well, all right, I don't know, I shy away from
the soldiers, anyway.
Yeah, they were terrible shape, and furthermore, I went to some of their early meetings. I was invited to the Hong Kong event, and I still am. But I never go because I find it extremely depressing. They are, so many of them, and I'm going to be quite blunt, so many of them have used the experience as a crutch all their life, and still drag themselves through life leaning on this crutch. It was my early opinion that this should be put to one side, and I think I'll explain.
Yes.
It was an attempt to get back in the mainstream and consider it nothing more than whatever it was. Now that's easy for the young to say. I was so young.
Yes, of course, some of them would be perhaps in their late 20s, which is not that much older. But
we considered anybody over the age of 30 didn't make it.
Yes.
We considered them old men.
Yeah.
And if they did make it, they were in terrible.
Yes. So in a sense, in that sense, it's true.
Yeah. So that sense is true. However, these are my rather blunt opinions on the subject. Don't you think that's enough?
I think we've run down for this time.
That,
I think the peak of the whole thing is that you're a survivor, Dick. I said a little while ago you look like a poor old prisoner of war veteran, but you're the picture of health, and your nose is as pugnacious as it ever was, and I suppose you still have the mole on your ass, and you can be proved to be Dick Lear. You're doing well. You're living in a house that you knew from age 10. With Valerie, whom you married, and Walter, you're having a wonderful life, and I've seen you around Victoria these last 5 years, and I wish you another 30 years, or more.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say. Now shut the machine off.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't think that's history.
Sure, that's anything we say is history. There we are. Donald, good luck to you.